This program contains a PDF of additional materials, including the foreword by Jim Collins. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change, 30th Anniversary Edition, by Dr. Stephen R. Covey, with new material by Sean Covey. Read by the authors.
Hello, I'm Sean Covey. It is my honor to offer this preface to the 30th anniversary edition of my father's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I've stopped counting the number of times I've been asked, what was it like being raised in the home of the world-renowned Dr. Stephen R. Covey and his 7 Habits? When I was growing up, my parents were simply my parents, and while they were kind and good, they were also embarrassing. When I was a teenager, strangers would approach me, hug me, and start crying on my shoulder and confide, I want you to know that your dad's book changed my life. I was 17 years old, thinking, are you serious? Do you realize that my dad wears velour sweatpants with a dress shirt and boat shoes, and he changed your life? I remember the time in grade school when Dad showed up for lunch and started singing a tune he'd made up on the spot called I Love My Family while standing in the lunch line with me. My friends thought it was funny. I thought I was going to die. To top it off, Dad was bald. The humiliation. It wasn't until later that I had any clue as to the gift I had been given as a child. At age 19, when I finally picked up one of Dad's books and began reading what he had to say, I thought, wow, my dad is really smart. He has matured a ton. It brought back all the lessons I had learned throughout my life. As the 4th of 9 children growing up in the 7 Habits home, I was surrounded by this content. Not only did Dad teach us the principles he wrote about, but he considered us his most valued students. He tried out all of his material on us. Yet, analogous to fish who discover water last, we were so immersed in the element that we were unaware of its presence. As I began my career and became increasingly aware of the profound nature of the 7 Habits, I decided to write a teenage version of the book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Luckily for me, I didn't have teens at the time. Now that I have them, I take back everything I said. There is no such thing as an effective teen. It's an oxymoron. Just kidding. Really now, there are plenty of exceptional teenagers. Seeing the influence of the 7 Habits on people's lives, I was inspired to continue sharing its
sample complete. Ready to continue?